I'm Jane Lindholm, and this is Vermont Edition. Earlier this week, a listener named Joanna wrote to VPR to suggest a story. I brought an injured young owl to the Vermont Institute of Natural Sciences in Woodstock yesterday, she wrote. The folks there said that this was the 15th owl they had taken in that week or weekend. And Joanna says, I thought others might be interested to know what a difficult winter the owls are having. So let's find out why that might be. Joining us to talk a little bit about the situation for owls this winter is Lauren Adams, lead wildlife keeper at the Vermont Institute of Natural Sciences, VINS. Hi, Lauren. Thanks for taking the time to talk with us.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
So you've actually been feeding some of the owls and other raptors you have this morning before you had a chance to come and get on the phone with us?
Yeah, that's right. We start our day around 8 a.m. And do a medical treatment and feeding of all of our patients.
And even in a non-hardship winter year, caring for sick or injured owls and other birds is something that VINS does a lot of. What's the setup and why does VINS do this care?
Yeah, that's right. VINS has a wild bird rehabilitation center. We operate year-round, and we take in around 500 to 600 wild birds every year, any species of wild bird. You know, any variety of injury from a vehicle strike to an orphaned baby bird, that's pretty common in the summer.
So Joanna, who wrote to us, said that she had been told this was the 15th owl that had been brought in just over the course of a week. You know, I've noticed that this year I feel like I'm seeing a lot more owls near the roadsides than I'm used to in the winter. But, you know, both of these are sort of anecdotal pinpoints. So what can you tell us about whether or not this has been a rough winter for our owls?
Sure. So it does appear that it's been a rough winter from our quantity of owls we've been taking in to our rehab center. Our evidence is also anecdotal, because we haven't done a real study, but we've definitely seen a higher incidence of owls coming in. To give you, illustration of this, last year, 2018, our total number of intakes of barred owls was 45, and that was our second most common patient we took in by species. We've already taken in 2019 around 30 barred owls, so we're already approaching our total for last year, and it's only March. On top of the intakes, we get calls, you know, many calls every day about owl sightings, dead owls, or, just wondering if certain owl behavior that people are noticing is normal. So it's been a rough winter for barred owls. There's a number of factors that could contribute to this. But usually what happens is it actually starts earlier than the winter, and it appears that last spring, barred owls had an especially successful breeding season, and this usually correlates with high populations of rodents. So more individuals that hatched last spring survived to the winter. When it does become winter, hunting becomes more difficult for owls, particularly younger owls that are experiencing their first winter. So snow cover and cold temperatures can contribute to that. So what happens is older owls might sort of push younger owls out of territories where they're already hunting, already established territories, and owls will start looking for easier places to hunt. Those would be roadsides or more populated areas like neighborhoods or homes, or, just places where people are more likely to see them. And they'll even go after roadkill, and they're often seen by people's bird feeders looking for the squirrels that hang out underneath. So they become more visible because they're sort of pushed out to find better hunting territory.
And does that square with what you're seeing from the owls that are being brought in that have been injured or appear sick, that they seem to be younger owls that are maybe in that first season and have been pushed out to less ideal territory by those older owls?
Yes, that does appear to be the case. Most of the owls we've taken in over the winter are first-year birds that are experiencing their first winter. Not all of them, but it does seem to be a lot of them.
Lauren, earlier this year in the summertime, we were getting all these reports of so many squirrels, and everybody was saying it was a year when there was so much squirrel roadkill. And it sounded like there had been, you know, you sort of trace it back now. We're talking about the owls, but then we can get to the squirrels because that can be, you know, a prey species for the owls. And the squirrels trace it back to a nut crop, which allows them to have a bigger bumper year for squirrels. But are these all connected? I mean, are we, the fact that we saw so many squirrels, is that, and other rodents, is that what you're saying led to this increased survival rate for young owls? And so we sort of see this natural cycle happening with what, you know, what happens in each cycle and then how it resets itself?
Yeah, you know, I hesitate to say definitively that is the, that it's a causation because we have not done a study, but there's definitely a correlation between the populations that, have been reported of rodents and then the owls as well. And it does seem to correlate and sort of trend that way during years where there are high levels of rodent populations.
Nobody wants to see a sick owl or a starving owl. I mean, especially for so many of us, owls are this creature that's so magical to see and wonderful. But should we be thinking of this more as part of a natural cycle where when you have a higher survival rate of young owls and fledglings, that there it's going to be a situation where there needs to be a balancing of the population? So should we be feeling like, oh, my gosh, this is terrible? Or, you know, can we step back and see this more in sort of the natural way that things tend to work?
Sure. You know, There are natural checks on populations, and if there is a population boom, eventually that population tends to go down because of natural causes. Because then there's not enough food to go around to the higher numbers of individuals. The difficult thing is often we don't see that because that happens in nature, not in front of our faces at our homes. So it is difficult to see. And then, every breeding year for every species of wildlife, there are going to be individuals that don't survive to the following year. And that is the way nature works. For whatever reason, certain individuals are weaker and more vulnerable to becoming injured and or just not thriving. Injured animals are also a really important source of prey to wild predators. It really does all work together. However, if you do see it in front of your face, there's the natural instinct to help, and most people feel compassion towards these animals. Also because humans have really encroached on wild territories, building developments or even building roads through habitats, there is a human factor that is causing some, if not most, of the intakes that we see. So where a bird might be weaker because it hadn't been hunting successfully, that might make it more vulnerable to getting hit by a car, but in a world where there wasn't a road through its habitat, it might end up surviving. So it's definitely a combination of factors. Certainly, a lot of individuals won't survive, but one of the things that we think about here in the Bird Rehabilitation Center is because of the human-caused factors that cause birds to come in, we try to, we do our best to mitigate that as best we can with treating the birds that come in.
Lauren, do you know if Joanna's owl that she brought in has survived so far?
You know, we do have so many, so I would have to look it up. because I'm not sure which one that we have right now is the one she brought in.
Well, we'll hope for the best for that owl and, of course, for all the owls that you're caring for. Lauren Adams is lead wildlife keeper at the Vermont Institute of Natural Sciences. Lauren, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.